lot of hard work and just incredibly dedicated staff. I can't say enough about Dr. Bob Cobb and his team, and then Dr. Louise Zavala at our poultry diagnostic laboratories that she runs at that shop. And it's just perhaps one of the, I think maybe even a model, if we could look for the rest of agriculture and find ways to tackle problems, if we could tackle other things the way this has been done. Such good cooperation, collaboration between the university system, our agency, USDA, and industry. I'm sure we'll be continuing to focus as never before on biosecurity measures with our producers. And I've often said in the past year, this is the new norm. We must have a heightened state of awareness and protection on our farms and controlling visits and practicing those good general business practices that should be, kind of everyday habit for our producers. They're paying off because we haven't had HPAI, but we also have had a reduction in some of our other typical diseases. So that's showing that those measures do actually pay. And we're going to, not exactly sure, we'll just have to look, kind of look at what the science is telling us as we approach the fall. But our commitment will be to renew the focus again. Now, whether we're quite at the heightened state of alert this fall, we'll just have to wait and see. But certainly it is the new norm to make sure that these biosecurity measures are implemented on every farm, every day, every minute. And if we do that, then perhaps Georgia can, we'll be able to prosper even during these challenging times.